9 new words to describe travel experiences.
When was the last time you went traveling? Did anything funny or interesting happen? The Lonely Planet blog has a collection of invented words to describe unusual travel experiences. Here are some of them.
Loverhog, noun. Someone who takes a long time in an airplane toilet.
I had to stand in the aisle for about 10 minutes waiting for this lava hog to finish up.
Aisle salmon, noun. Someone who moves against the flow of people in a plane aisle.
There was this aisle salmon trying to get past me as I was putting my bag in the overhead locker.
Crankophone, noun. Someone who tries to make themselves understood in a foreign country by speaking louder in their own language.
There was this crankophone in the shop trying to explain why he wanted to return a shirt he'd bought. It was hilarious.
Get into a carbuncle expression. If you get into a carbuncle, you become flustered as you attempt to operate an unfamiliar car in a foreign country.
I got into a carbuncle with the rental car as I couldn't work out how to put it into reverse.
Farflunk, verb. Someone who farflunks talks a lot about traveling to faraway places, but never actually goes on the trip.
He's been farflunking about going to Asia for the past 3 years, but he never does anything about it.
Overhead din, noun. The disturbance caused by people trying to push an oversized bag into the overhead locker on a plane.
I was trying to read my book, but I couldn't because of all the overhead din.
Suitcase, verb. To run around the baggage carousel as you attempt to retrieve your bag because the people in front of you are preventing you from getting it.
I had to suitcase my bag halfway around the carousel because it was too crowded.
Buggage, noun. Insects that you bring home in your luggage from bug-infested hotel rooms.
I had to throw out the bag because it was full of buggage.
Checkpointlessness, noun. The bored expression on the faces of customs officials who work in passport control.
I handed the police officer my passport and said good morning, but he just gave me a look of checkpointlessness and waved me through.